A ceremony will take place in Romania today to activate a key part of an American missile defense system. It's designed to protect NATO countries in Europe from a ballistic missile attack from the Middle East. Jonathan Beale reports.
America spent $800 million on radar and interceptor missiles housed at an old Romanian airbase. US officials say the system is configured to deal with any threat from the Middle East and name Iran as a potential aggressor. Despite the recent agreement with Tehran on its nuclear program, Iran is still developing its own ballistic missiles. America and NATO insist it's not about Russia and could not be used against its longer-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. But Russia sees the missile defense shield as a provocation and a violation of previous treaties.
More than half of the Brazilian senators taking part in an all-night debate on whether to proceed with the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff have said they will vote in favour of the move. Although the vote itself is still several hours away, it now seems all but certain that she'll be suspended from office today. Mira Davis reports from Brasilia.
Brazilian politicians love to talk. 81 senators given 15 minutes each equals more than 20 hours of debate. Attempts to curtail their allotted time fell largely on deaf ears. After all, the chance to impeach a president doesn't come around very often. Dilma Rousseff faces formal charges that she illegally used state banks to conceal the size of the deficit. Charges which she dismisses as baseless.
The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, who's attending an international anti-corruption summit in London today, has told the BBC that the illegal drug habit of the West is the main driver of corruption in his country. He said his government was determined to address the issue, but it needed help. Earlier this week, in unguarded comments caught on camera, the British Prime Minister David Cameron described Afghanistan and Nigeria as fantastically corrupt, but President Ghani said there were no hard feelings about those remarks.
He was describing the legacy of the past, a legacy in which many actors, many factors combined to produce one of the most corrupt countries on earth. But that's not the desire of our people, and I've been elected on a mandate to make transparency, accountability, and rule of law the imperative.
Donald Trump appears to have rowed back on his plan for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the U.S. if he becomes president. In an interview with Fox News, he said it was just a suggestion, adding that it hadn't been called for yet. He was responding to remarks by London's new Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, who rejected Mr. Trump's suggestion that an exception would be made for him to visit the U.S. BBC News. The Japanese government has insisted that Tokyo's successful bid to host the 2020 Olympics was clean. A government spokesman denied reports in Britain's Guardian newspaper of a clandestine payment of nearly $1.5 million. The paper alleges that the sum was paid by the Tokyo bid team into an account linked to the son of the disgraced former World Athletics chief, Lamine Diack. The World Health Organization says more than 80% of the world's urban residents breathe in poor quality air. In a new report, the WHO says air pollution in cities increases the risk of lung cancer, asthma and other diseases and causes more than 3 million premature deaths a year. Delhi, Cairo and Dhaka top a list of the most polluted cities. Maria Neira of the WHO said India and China face the biggest challenges.
We know that there are several cities in China and several cities in India that are very much at the, above the levels of pollution recommended by the air quality guidelines in WHO. And therefore, I think these two countries, India and China, they need to do massive efforts because the situation at the moment is really bad for the population.
The French government is facing a vote of no confidence in Parliament today after it forced through a controversial bill designed to reform labour laws. Right-wing opposition parties have called for the vote a day after the government invoked a rare clause in the constitution to push through the reforms. The opposition is thought to be around 40 votes short of victory, but they expect some support from within President François Hollande's own socialist party. The Japanese carmaker Mitsubishi and Nissan have confirmed that they're discussing a possible financial deal as Mitsubishi struggles to recover from falsifying its fuel efficiency figures. Japanese media reports suggest Nissan will take a one-third stake in its rival to become the single largest shareholder. BBC News.